You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to Speak for Yourself, presented by Hyundai. Let's move to some huge breaking news in the NFL today, where Adam Schefter is reporting that Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs have agreed to a 10-year contract extension that would keep him in Kansas City through 2031. Schefter also reporting, no surprise here, it is the richest deal in NFL history. Woo, LeVar Arrington, he's back with us. Acho, I'm going to start with you, big dog. What's your reaction to this massive deal?
I can't even understand how much money Patrick Mahomes is about to get. But then I was like, is he worth it? That's what I was looking at my nose for. Of course he is worth it.
Okay.
Think about Patrick Mahomes. Good. The man won a Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes won a Super Bowl before he lost a game by more than 7 points in his NFL career. Think about Patrick Mahomes. In his first 2 and 3 seasons, the dude has a Super Bowl MVP. The dude has a NFL MVP. Patrick Mahomes has already proven on the field that you can depend on him to the highest level. But now, when you're gonna give somebody a $10 million deal, Marcellus, you got to understand, well, what am I doing as far as off the field? What am I having to deal with? Patrick Mahomes hasn't shown any character flaws, not one, in his first 3 seasons. Even dating back to his time at Texas Tech in Lubbock when he had to put the team on his back and overcome all odds. So when I think about a $10 million deal, it's a super safe and smart investment by the Chiefs. Avoid all the drama that you're seeing from other organizations, cough, Dallas Cowboys. Avoid any sort of confusion. Let Mahomes know you're committed to him. And now Mahomes committed to the Chiefs. The Chiefs, they the big winners out of this one.
Man.
My reaction is I want to know what the numbers are. The death lives in the details, right? So the detail of what this contract represents in reality versus perception. I love when the NFL and teams put out there, the ball clubs put out there, the richest deal ever in the history of the league. Yeah, that's if you were to see that money. All right. This is the difference between Bobby Bonilla and Patrick Mahomes potentially. All right. Bobby Bo's still getting paid. He ain't played since I was playing. All right. He's still getting paid by the Mets. You know why? Because it was fully guaranteed. Now, if the report came out and said they have agreed to a deal, we don't have the numbers yet, but we do know it is fully guaranteed, no questions asked. I'm okay with it. I did a little math here. We know that Dak Prescott has been pushing to get the upper 30s, early 40s to get a contract that would possibly rival what Patrick Mahomes is going to get. Now, as Patrick Mahomes, if I'm him, I'm looking to myself and I'm saying, okay, if I'm going to do a 10-year extension where I could possibly do 2, possibly 3 deals within 10-year period of time, I want to be compensated fairly, and I want to be compensated in a way where I don't feel a certain type of way in year 7, 8, 9, or 10. So I did the math. If on average I got a $40 million a year guaranteed contract for 10 years, you know what that number is. That's $400 million. If I don't hear $400 million come out in the reports, that it is a fully guaranteed 10 years. I don't care if he trips and can't play anymore in year 3 of that contract. If it ain't fully guaranteed for 10 years, I'm not impressed by them reaching the richest, longest extension in NFL history, because, quite frankly, there's so many ways that the system within the NFL is set up for people to get from under contracts that look to be the contract for that player, and it's really not.
Yeah, I'm in this tug of war. I'm getting a little closer to you, LeVar, than I want to. Look, when you hear the richest deal in NFL history, you got to celebrate. How much shall we celebrate? We don't know the numbers. So it's interesting when I hear this, I'm so excited and I'm still reserved. I still have reservation because what are those numbers? A lot of people are speculating. $450 million is the over-under. I'm saying over. I'm not signing what LeVar just said, a $400 million deal. I'm not signing that, and I'm going to tell you why. Mm-hmm. Right now, we know that the NFL has one-way contracts, basically. You know, oh, we don't like you anymore, rip. But when you have the leverage, when you have the hammer, you have to swing it. And Dak Prescott is in a situation of impasse because he wants fewer years, not more years. You know why? Because they're tearing up the TV contract in a couple years. And guess what? If you have a deal to 2031, not only are they going to go tear up the television deal once, not even twice, probably a third time. Look how much money can be left on the table if he's not signing something north of $500 million. For me, I have to see something north of half a billion because this is a guy who has no scandal. You're right. The only worst thing about him is he puts ketchup on his steak. Like, that's the worst thing about him. This is a guy.
His tacos.
But look, he has been injured. Chill. He has been injured before, which has to come into the conversation equation somewhat. He's still durable. We all get it. But the point of this is Dak Prescott potentially could sign a deal right now if he gets what he wants, 4 years, 160. Then he could look back, get another one, 4 years, 160. So now we're at 8,320. And then we're talking about there's another deal if he's still playing that level, and you got to get even more than that. Why would Patrick Mahomes put himself in a long-term conversation to be comparable to Dak Prescott? I would sign short deals, and I would leapfrog everyone through the process instead of one long deal and hoping that that's the number.
Y'all getting so greedy, gentlemen. Y'all getting so greedy with another man's money, mind you.
Okay.
Come on now. Look at this for a second. If Dak Prescott does sign this, if Patrick Mahomes does sign this 10-year deal,
Dak
ain't signing nobody 10-year deal. Let's keep that 100. Dak better sign a 1-year deal, okay?
Right.
If Mahomes does sign this 10-year deal, then he's going to get at least 250, 300 guaranteed. Remember, Mahomes got injured, what was it, on a QB sneak type move last year? So you can't consider everything or your dollars tomorrow, your dollars the next day to be guaranteed. But when I think about Patrick Mahomes, understand, even in 2031, the dude's only going to be 34, turning 35 years old. Mm. So it's not like he still don't have more money to be collected when you see Drew Brees playing to 40, Tom Brady playing well into 43. So Mahomes, even if he does sign a 10-year, the guarantees are going to rise. What they say, a rising tide floats all boats. Yeah. Well, a rising contract is going to float your pockets. So it doesn't need to be fully guaranteed. I'm not looking for that for Patrick Mahomes. Mm. He don't need to look for that either. He just needs to look for 250, 300 million guaranteed, and he's good. Y'all asking for half a billy?
No.
So y'all getting a little too greedy.
I disagree with that wholeheartedly. And the reason why is the logic behind it kind of goes to what you were saying, Acho. I was agreeing with you until that last statement, and then kind of sort of a little bit with what you were saying, Marcellus, in terms of when you're talking about the longevity of 10 years, that is a really, really long time, as y'all both mentioned. And you also mentioned very importantly, Acho, is that what about injuries, those injury concerns? What you said is guaranteed today isn't guaranteed tomorrow. I love that, right? And that's why he has earned the fact to say, if you're going to lock me in for 10 years, see what that says to me from a business with my business hat on, what that says to me is this company is coming to him and saying, we want to get you at a number that will actually help us mitigate getting, you know, having the risk of having to pay closer to $600 million a little bit further down the road.
That's real.
So if we're going to compromise so that we don't have to come back to the table and go to a number that we're really not comfortable going to, and you're willing to agree to it, then first, you better guarantee it, for one. You better guarantee the entire shebang. Don't sit here and tell me it is conditional and we'll revisit it in year 5. No. If I'm going to sign as Patrick Mahomes right now, if I am going to sign that contract that takes me 10 years out from where I am today, I'm okay if the numbers inflate and the tide rises, all of the other ships that are out there, I will have been making that $40 million every single year up until that tide rises. So I'm okay with that. If it's guaranteed and we restructure and y'all want to give me more because I'm out playing my contract, great. But I want to feel as though because I've earned the right being the best quarterback, if not number two in the league, if not number two, best player in the league right now, that I am being compensated for it if I'm going to sign a decade-long deal. And that has to be a guarantee, and it has to be a locked number, no less than what it's supposed to be when you're going where you're going. That's fair is fair.
Yeah, you really got to put a stopgap on the value as it can fluctuate. And we're all thinking about how it can go up, but also there needs to be a floor as it goes up. Think about it. Like one day, if he signs for $40 million per, so that's 10 years, 400. Do you know how fast we're going to be what average quarterbacks making around $40 million? And then he's locked in for, what, five more years at that number. So like LeVar is saying, just what they do with the franchise number, it has to be top five average. Well, if I'm Patrick Mahomes and I'm giving you this much runway, it has to be top two number. It always has to be there at the minimum. But franchises don't give you long-term deals unless they know they're going to win in the process. And these projections, you have to understand, why you get a long-term deal in the first place is to make it cap-friendly so you can spread it over in terms of the salary cap going forward. So they basically walk up to you and say, I'm going to give you so much money now that you're going to forget that I'm giving you a discount on what you're really valued.
Later.
And you don't understand it because you're like, look at all this, Acho. Oh, my God, what am I going to do with $400 million? They're like, you could have had 600, but you know what? Take it all right now. It's like the lottery. When they offer you, do you want it in monthly sums?
Lump sum.
Or do you want it monthly, yearly?
Or do you want to pay 60% and get the 40%?
And that's the conversation. Now, to pivot a little bit, it has a ripple effect in NFL. We were talking about Deshaun Watson, Dak Prescott. They now know that there's a ceiling out there, and the ceiling is heaven. Because, golly, you know how much money that is going to come from this deal. Restructuring in this situation, a lot of times quarterbacks are the first to restructure. They get a lot more cash up front, and then they push the deal even farther back. But I don't like this whole conversation that I'm hearing from Acho especially that, hey, you know what? When you're 34 or 35, you could come back to us again at the negotiating table. I would quickly retort, how much money did I leave on the table from this age up into 34? That's what's not being respected fully, and that's what I think the franchise is trying to discount.
But what if you get hurt? But what if you get hurt in year two or year three? What if you get hurt and you cannot play another down of football in year two or year three? Y'all are basing a lot of what y'all saying off of the longevity of him being able to be there, and we look at quarterbacks' longevity. I get that. But what if he gets hurt in year two? That's why I say fully guaranteed. If you get fully guaranteed, I can handle $40 million in year 10. You know why? Because if I got hurt in year two, I'm still getting $40 million in year 10. I'm still getting $40 million in year nine. That's all I'm saying. Protect yourself because your chickens is quacking. That, or not, that's a duck. Protect your ducks because your ducks are quacking right now. All right? Protect your ducks.
Welcome back to Speak for Yourself, presented by Hyundai. Let's move now to the NBA, where LeBron and the Lakers still have their sights set on a title and just got some good news with Dwight Howard announcing he will join the team in Orlando. But even so, Yahoo Sports argues that this is the 35-year-old LeBron's last shot at a title because there's so much uncertainty around the Lakers' future beyond this season. We're joined now by the one and only Slick Rick, Fox NBA analyst. But Marcellus, I'll start with you. Is this LeBron's best chance winning another title?
Yeah, it's his best chance because it's the next chance presenting itself to him. What do those little psychedelic books always tell you? The present is the gift, so you must stay in the present. He needs to stay in the damn present, not only just because it's the next opportunity up, as Coach would tell you, but also being 35 years old, trust me, when you're at that age playing sports, no matter how great it looks, no matter how great you are producing, It is harder because it's more difficult to get to that same place. So why would you want to fast forward to next year and he has to do twice as much work to get to the same place? Think about it in terms of warming up. Every year you get older, you got to get up a little earlier just to warm it up, the old Chevy. And then it takes a little longer to cool it down as well. So while this opportunity is ripe and this team has the best record in the West, you got to go out there when you're the co-favorites and do it this year and strike while it's hot.
Honestly, there's no question that this is his last best chance to get a fourth ring. And I believe it's one of the reasons why initially when we had the shutdown, that he was okay with not coming back and playing because we would have given him the mythical title with the Western, with the Lakers leading the Western Conference and the Bucks being unproven as a playoff team. We would have said, you know what? LeBron would have got it this year, so let's go ahead and give it to him. Now, because we're coming back and playing, he has to prove it. And I'm not even going to get into LeBron. We've tried to stick a fork in him too many times to say he's old, he's past the curve, it's not going to happen. He's been able to maintain himself in terrific shape. I'm going to talk simply about where the Lakers are. First of all, if they don't win one or they get knocked out early, does Anthony Davis have second thoughts about re-upping with the Lakers? I don't have any reason to believe that, but until we get to that point, the fact of the matter is they have to re-up him. They also have to re-up a number of other guys that signed on the cheap. Jared Dudley, Dwight Howard, and you guys may laugh at those names, but the fact of the matter is those guys have played a part in this, and because of where they are cap-wise, they're not going to be able to replace him. The biggest reason why he has to get it done now is the fact that LeBron has been able to get talent on the cheap because guys thought, you know what, I'll take less because I want to go and win a ring. If LeBron doesn't win a ring this year, it will quietly have been 5 years since he has captured one.
Don't say that.
Guys aren't going to be coming on the cheap anymore because they're looking at it and going, hey, Clippers look a little bit better. You name a team. The Bucks look a little bit better. I'll take a little less and take my chances there. He will not have that going for him unless he gets it now.
Bam. Every year going forward is dwindling for LeBron's chances. And I just look at it simply across the NBA. Giannis, he only getting better, and he got that Nigerian blood. So you know what that's talking about. Jason Tatum, he's a dog, turned into an all-star this season. His trajectory is through the roof. Luka's probably going to steal him one. Yeah. Zion and the Pelicans are young. And then I start feeling myself, Marcellus, because, you know, you do a great job as a co-host of tooting my horn, reminding me how much I've accomplished at such a young age. Then I look at Kawhi and realize he's only 29 and still in his bag for 3 to 4 to 5 more years. So when you look around just the NBA and you look around the rising stars in the NBA, LeBron is still that dude. LeBron, I think, is still on the mountaintop, but people are traversing and they are climbing that mountain very, very, very quickly. So if LeBron don't get it this year, which is why this year is actually the best situation for LeBron, because there's so much chaos, so much drama going around the NBA, go ahead and try to steal you one. Because if LeBron don't get it this year, them hyenas, they coming for that king.
Yeah, and I'm going to co-sign that because keep in mind, if he doesn't win it this year, that means somebody else did. And they become the lion. And we're already seeing it with LeBron. Kawhi wasn't afraid to come to L.A. Paul George wasn't afraid to come to L.A. Like, guys are willing to go up against LeBron now. If he goes another year without a ring, he's not going to be the dog that everybody's worried about. And that has a huge influence on how things go.
Y'all forgetting that this is Clip City, Chip City. Hey, you want to talk about the lion? Where is the lion? Where is Mufasa? Mufasa played for the Clippers. And that guy won't be stopped. And now he has a full arsenal. You're talking about the pride. You're talking about the deepest team in the league that has the guy
who's alpha enough to say, not only will I step to you, LeBron, I'll step to you in the same arena, in the same building, and see you every day in the same streets and get the parking spot I want in valet. This is going to be a clash of the Titans, and it won't even happen in the NBA Finals. It's going to happen
you
before
then. I'm so glad to hear that, Marcellus, because yesterday you were scaring me. You were so cautious about where the Clippers were. This is more like
it. This is more like it. We're getting closer to the season, so I'm starting to really feel it. I'm getting excited, guys.
Marcellus, for old time's sake, I just need one more Mufasa. Just one more Mufasa.
Mufasa.
That's it.
Welcome back to Speak for Yourself, presented by Hyundai. Let's return to Patrick Mahomes, who has quickly become the face of the NFL with an MVP and a Super Bowl already under his belt. But now, after signing his massive 10-year deal, Bleacher Report says Mahomes is on the verge of becoming sports' next transcendent star, on par with Michael Jordan, whose influence reigned over American culture for decades. We're joined now by Fox NBA analyst Slick Rick DeBuecher. Nacho, start with you. Can Mahomes reach the same heights as Jordan?
Come on, bro. No. But it's not a knock on Mahomes. Mm. The problem is that people have such recency bias. This is a problem, Marcellus, with kids these days. I love talking about kids these days.
And you 29.
No. Let me get away with it, bro. This is the problem. You get so marveled by one or two or three things that you see, and you start to make these lavish and wild proclamations.
So
Mahomes will be the next Jordan. He can't be the next Jordan because he has to win that many titles as Jordan. Think about quarterbacks that have won 3+ Super Bowls. Aikman, Brady, Montana, Bradshaw. You got 4 quarterbacks in NFL history that have garnered that many Super Bowls, and Jordan gave you 6 titles. So to be like Mike, I want to be like Mike. To be like Mike, you got to win like Mike. So that's Mahomes' first hurdle, and he just can't orchestrate that much success individually as a quarterback because you got to deal with 22 players offensively and defensively. But the second main point.
I caught that.
You have to have that Michael Jordan swag. And Patty Mack, Patrick Mahomes is a bad man. I love his no-look passes.
Uh-oh, here comes
I
the
like
shot.
Pat Mahomes.
Here comes the shot. Yep.
He ain't got that Jordan swag.
I knew it.
I mean, you ain't got cats trying to wear Pat Mahomes' shoes. You aren't completely revitalizing and being a catalyst for culture. Like, Pat Mahomes is a cold-blooded quarterback. But when you want to compare Pat Mahomes to a guy like Jordan, got to do your research.
Thank you for the recency bias reference, Longhorn. I really appreciate that. 3 years into Mahomes' career, we're not talking about can he be the best player in football. We're talking about whether he can be the greatest athlete arguably ever in the history of sports, which is where we put Michael Jordan.
Talk about it.
He has no chance because, Michael Jordan wasn't just arguably the greatest player in his sport or one of the greatest players of all time. He's a global icon. You mentioned the shoe the shoe and apparel brand with one of the most recognizable logos on the planet. I'm not even going to get into comparing number of championships. Simply the presence and the visibility of Michael Jordan globally. Patrick Mahomes can't get there because they don't look at the NFL in China, in Eastern Europe, in quite the same way that they do in basketball. So I think there are ways in which Patrick Mahomes can make his mark and be the most whatever, but it's not the most like Michael Jordan.
Yeah, look, this is not really a conversation, unfortunately. And Patrick Mahomes is going to be amazing. He's going to kill it. He's going to be the face of the NFL for at least 12 more years, if not longer. We know that he's going to be the man. But asking, can he be Jordan? Have y'all seen his shoe closet? Like, Patrick Mahomes got on Jordan, talking about he going to be Jordan. It's not happening. I'm going to have the Q rating conversation. Mm-hmm. And this is why I say there's no one ever going to catch Michael Jordan. And includes the guy who's really closest, LeBron James, but I'll get to that later. Let's talk about why he can't close the gap or catch a Michael Jordan. It's not him. It's the audience. It's the attention span of his audience. We're talking about us now in 2020 and going forward. We have a microwave mentality. We watch YouTube, and if it says an ad pops up, we are frustrated. Skip ad, skip ad. We don't have time. We're not as impressionable. When I was growing up, we had 3 channels. And we had to watch them.
What three channels?
I'm ABC, curious. NBC, CBS. Then you got On, Select. You got those kind of things going. We only had a ColecoVision, Atari. Like, look, now there are 3,000 channels. Literally, networks pop up on your phone in your pocket. And you're looking like, what's this? They're selling me something else. And that's the mindset of his audience today. We're too cool for school. We have too many options. And even if you're great, you know how much more you have to do just to be in the same vein, same conversations, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan got cut in high school and then played. LeBron James was a phenom on the cover of Sports Illustrated and on TV in high school. He skips college because he's so damn good. Michael Jordan, obviously at that time you couldn't, but he played through college. Get to the pros, LeBron hits the ground running, takes the team to a championship by himself. LeBron James is sitting there like, man, I still ain't enough. Wins championship at the championship three. He's halfway there. Then he has to do a production company. He got to do podcasts. He got to do TV shows. You have to do 20 things to just be compared to Michael Jordan, who only did two things. Play basketball and have fun. Like, that was it. It's a completely different era. There's no way any current athlete is going to ever catch Michael Jordan.
Facts. Now, we can applaud Pat Mahomes. So this isn't a Pat Mahomes bashing session. No. Best quarterback in the NFL. And right now, thus far in his career, had accomplished more in his sport than Jordan had accomplished in his sport thus far in Jordan's career in those first 3 years. But there was one player who was on track to being that super icon, and he had that blonde hair. Receiver for the New York Giants, Odell Beckham.
Oh.
He was the only NFL player in recent history that was actually on track. Remember when Odell went overseas and he's out here with fans? It might have been Germany. I don't recall. But in Munich, he got the whole crowd, a whole city in another trailing Odell. But Odell, he had the style. He played for the big market team. He had the hair and he had the flair. Odell was the only NFL player that was on track. But then my buddy had to go get a fresh fade. He had to keep it all black. And he had to go to the Cleveland Browns. Things change. But it's impossible, near impossible, for an NFL player to try to ascend to those heights like Mike.
Yeah, I believe that the category that Patrick Mahomes is playing in and could ultimately win is the most beloved athlete ever.
I'll take
because
that.
He's just,
yes.
He's so solid. He's such a good guy. Even that he's signing a 10-year deal and saying, look, I'm going to, and this sounds funny, like it's a hometown discount, right? I'm going to give you the 10-year, half a billion dollar deal to stay here. But that he's all about the winning and the playing and what can be put around him, wants to stay in Kansas City, all of that.
Mm.
I think of a guy like Derek Jeter. He's in that category.
Yes.
Steph Curry. Guys who ultimately even the opposing teams admire and respect. And this is really where it really goes off the rails with Jordan, because Jordan didn't have that nice factor.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't love Jordan.
Now you're talking.
They feared and respected Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes just isn't in that category as that type of dude. And so, but I believe that if he continues on the path that he's on, that he's going to have that unique ability to win big, to do things in the clutch that you just come to believe in, and do it in a way where you're not even mad at him because you admire the person behind the accomplishment.
Yeah, you listed all those guys, and they all look up to Jordan, so hell no, it ain't going to happen. The craziest thing is we consume sports differently. Remember when Jordan played? Not only did we only have like three channels, but we watched it. We watched first quarter, second quarter, had to suffer through commercials. Now, people watch games on Twitter. Like, they're literally, like, watching a game in the middle of it.
Hey,
oh, look out for the receiver. They're not even paying attention. They're not focused.
When I was a kid, we had to get up. We had to get up to change the channel.
Okay? Right.
We had three channels, and you had to walk to the TV.
Honestly, I just feel bad for y'all's childhoods. That's really what this has come to.
Oh, man. Let's take former MVP Cam Newton, who was rewarded with a one-year deal by the Patriots after Tom Brady left for Tampa. Team posted a hype video yesterday to get fans pumped up for Cam's debut. But one Hall of Famer, our guy Tony Gonzalez, says the quarterback and his new coach are like oil and water, and that he wouldn't be shocked if Cam doesn't start week one. Ooh, LeVar Arrington's back. Acho, I'll start with you. Would you be shocked if Cam doesn't start week one?
Yes, I would be shocked. But it's ludicrous.
Ludicrous.
Ludicrous. Cam is going to start week one. Now, Going into training camp on the depth chart, Cam may not be the number one guy on the depth chart starting training camp.
Y'all back, put them backpedal shoes on.
Bill Belichick's mantra, tear you down before building you up, and hopefully you do eventually get built up. But Bill Belichick will have his New England Patriots win 10 Super Bowls in a row and be like, we still sorry. We still got a ton to prove. Right, y'all just went to the Super Bowl like 5 years straight. Y'all are amazing. Bill Belichick's whole M.O. is to tell you how good you aren't so that you continue to play with a chip on your shoulder, which we talked about prior. But is Cam Newton going to start week one? Y'all, let's not act like we haven't seen Cam and Jared compete at similar places before. They both were at Auburn. Cam, 14-0, national title. Stidham, not so much. Stidham, great quarterback. I covered him in college. I liked his game in college. I don't have anything yet to say in the NFL because it's inconclusive evidence to rule a decision as the jury. However, Cam, NFL, I'm not even going to say that.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm saying it. Cam, NFL MVP, is he going to start week one? Yes, and to think otherwise is asinine.
Here comes asinine.
Oh, God.
Well, here come all the way live.
Here come asinine.
105 miles per hour. I've been telling y'all this from day one. Yeah, y'all could act like,
it's asinine not for him to start.
Yeah, okay then. Then it's going to be a whole lot of bringing me my bottles because I want this. I'm going to tell you why. When you think about the whole idea of Cam Newton coming in and being the guy for the New England Patriots. Let's go through the checklist here. Offseason comes, they let Tom Brady go eventually. Now, at the time that they let Tom Brady go, one Cam Newton still was not available. Or maybe he was available. Or maybe it doesn't even matter. You know why? Because when they let Tom Brady go, they felt confident enough in Jared Stidham that they could let the GOAT go when they did because they felt that this guy would be able to step in and be the guy. That's first. Secondly, then you bring him in, and you bring him in at a discounted rate. You got to follow the money. If you were bringing him in to be a starter, you would bring him in and you would pay him as a starter. So we could sit there and try to frame it as, oh, Cam has something to prove. It ain't about the money. But really, in the end, we talked about it at length. He held out long enough trying to figure out if he could get a starting job, starting salary deal before he signed. So let's not go there. They bring him in. He may not fit the scheme the way that everybody's expecting him to, but they're confident in Stidham, and Stidham will probably be, with all of the given scenario and circumstances right now, will be the starter coming week one of them playing.
Okay. We've gotten so far. Man, I wish this pandemic would end so we could get some real sports to remind people of the primal nature of sports. If Cam is not starting in week one in New England, they are tanking for Trevor. I mean, that's all that is. If they're going out there and with him on the roster, if it was just Jared Stidham on the roster, I would have no problem. Let's go out there and try to win all our games. But if you sit Cam Newton healthy down for Jared Stidham, I don't care if Jared Stidham has perfect performances in practice, there is a ceiling to a Jared Stidham that is not as high as Cam Newton. I was just yesterday at a park watching the training of these young high schoolers. And we've all been around the game long enough that it takes about 3-4 seconds to know who's good and who needs to study.
That's right. That's right.
You know what I mean? Like, who needs to get a degree and who needs to be in the league? And it was just so obvious, so glaring. It was just like, golly. And it's not a level playing field. And I'm sorry, Jared Stidham. I believe in equality. But you're not equal to Cam Newton on a football field if Cam Newton is right. So you can say all you want. We could go over here and wax poetic about Belichick's philosophy and all of what he's trying to do and motivating factors. The point is, as soon as he see Cam Newton on that field, and then he's like, all right, good rep. Your turn, Jared. And he's like, oh. There is a difference. And that's going to be the difference in Cam Newton being the quarterback for the New England Patriots. He's just too damn good to sit down. It's a primal sport. Man, oh, man, against your will on acreage. And Cam Newton has already shown he's done that better than anybody.
Now, let's put it all in perspective, because sometimes you'll turn on a show and if you just watch bits and pieces, you'll be like, how are you going to disrespect Jared Stidham? We're not necessarily. Remember, Cam Newton, healthy, is one of the best quarterbacks, one of the best creatures the game has ever seen. Like, not even a quarterback.
Y'all
one of the best creatures.
Stop.
But, LeVar,
stop.
I have to call you out because you was out here telling some lies.
Ooh.
Okay?
Ooh.
You was out here telling some lies.
What's new?
You said that they let Tom Brady go. As if Tom ain't choose he wanted to go on his own. As if Tom ain't a man with 2 feet and two shoes. And as if Tom ain't walk out on his own. You said they would have paid Cam more. The market dictates your value, sir. They didn't have to pay Cam no more. Learned that in college. So it's not a matter of they didn't pay Cam because they didn't want to or need to. They didn't pay Cam because they didn't have to.
Do not perpetuate that. Follow the money. If they were going to pay him as a starter, if he was going to be a starter coming in, they would have paid him starter money. That's just the rules of engagement. You're not going to pay a guy bare minimum to come in and be a starter. Y'all talking about all of these things that Cam Newton is and what he represents, but yet when it came down to the check, he got a not-so-Cam Newton check. Y'all better stop, man. Take us a break.
He only got that check because he had a flat tire.
I don't even want to debate.
It was a salvage. They bought it at the junkyard.
Yeah.
But they didn't know that driver still was in there.
Vroom, vroom.
And he about to take off on y'all. Coming up, NBA will put his social justice message on the court and on his jersey when the season relaunches. We'll tell you what kind of impact it could have. Next.